Bezos Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is daf Mem Vav Meseches Brachas, the 45th daf in Shas. We pick up on Mem Hei Amabez on the first wide line. We're discussing the halachos of Zimun and who leads Zimun. Yudabar Meremar Barbar Ravashi Ravacham Ardifta Karich Rifti Behadi Adadi. They were breaking bread together. Lo Avivu Chad Hamim Mufling Mechavil Vruchala. Yasvu Kamin Boiler. They didn't know amongst their friends who was the greatest one amongst them, and they were discussing the following shailam. This that we learned, that three who sit together, there's a chiyuv of zimun, maybe the concept of zimun, where one calls all them together, is when there's an adam gadol, a leader, who will call them. Maybe when all of them are the same, the best would be that each one bench separately and not have one person be motzi everybody else. Baruch inish l'nafshei. That each one should do by themselves. Also, they came from the Mereimar. Amalahu, he said to them, you made a little bit of a mistake. Yedei bracha yitzasim, you were yotzei a bracha. Yedei zimun lo yitzasim. But you weren't yotzei the mitzvah of zimun. V'chi temru nahadim in izamin. And if you're going to suggest, well, maybe now let's say Zimun. Ein Zimun l'mafreya. You can't do Zimun retroactively. The Tosis Harash adds a little bit of Havana to the Shaila of these Amoraim, is that both Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech, who are the source of the Makar for Zimun, either the Pasuk Gemara told us in the beginning of Perek Shosha Sha'achlu, on Daf Mem Vav or so, on Mem Hei. The Gemara told us, Gadul Hashem Iti, or Kishem Hashem Ekra. Both of them were Manhigim, Gedolei Adar. So maybe it's only when the Manhigim call, as opposed to one person to the other. And Mereimar says, no, you shouldn't, you should have done it, but there's no such thing as Zimun L'mafreya now. This is a little bit difficult to me. What exactly would have been Zimun L'mafreya? What the Hava mean is that they could do Zimun afterwards, especially keeping in mind that the whole concept of Zimun is Gadol Hashem Iti, that to come and gather everyone to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Meiri is quoted as saying that the Gemara's Terutz is to be Ma'or Kavana before Birchas HaMazon. What would have been Zimun L'mafreya seems a little bit hard to understand. The Gemara continues, Bo matzah kishehem mevarchim ma'u omer achareim. What happens if he comes in the middle of a zimun? Someone walks in the middle and he hears people being mezamin. What should he say after them? Rav Zvin omar baruch mevurach. He should say baruch u mevurach. The Gemara in a moment is going to give us the context in which he says baruch u mevurach. Rav Papa omar oine amen. And Rav Papa says he should say Arnon. V'lo pligi, says the Gemara. And they're not disagreeing. And now the Gemara gives the context. Hadash chinu de ka'amri nivarech. If he comes in when they have said nivarech shechanu mishalo, so then he cannot say baruch shechanu mishalo. On the one hand, he can't give the response of the other mizamnim. On the other hand, to be silent when there's a call to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also problematic. So what should he do? He should respond baruch umevurach. V'hadash kechinu dekamer baruch. V'hadash kechinu dekamri baruch. The other case is when he came, that the responders were already saying baruch shachanu mishalo. Ashkechinu dekamri nivarech. If he comes in and the leader is saying nivarech omer baruch umevurach, then he should also respond, but he can't respond baruch shachanu mishalo. He responds baruch umevurach. Ashkechinu dekamri Dekamri Baruch, if he comes in, they're already responding. Baruch Shachanu Mishalo, One Amen. Then in such a case, he should say Amen. Period. Mark continues four lines from the band. Tani Chodo, One Amen, Acher Bechosa, Reza Meshubach. One Brisa says that it's praiseworthy for a person to answer Amen after his Bracha. But Tani Yidach, another Brisa says, HaReza Meguna, that it is something that's denigrated. It is not respected. Answers the Gemara, Loi Kashas, No Stira, Hava Bani Rishalayim, Habashar brachas. When it comes to Bani Yerushalayim, then it's appropriate to say Amen. All the other brachas, it's inappropriate to say Amen. Rashi explains that Bani Yerushalayim is the last of the brachos min haTorah, and for benching, and at the conclusion, there, after all the brachos, then it's appropriate to say Amen. Abaye onile bikola. Abaye would give a resounding loud Amen. Why? Keecha delishmu upayalim v'likamu. In order that the workers who are also benching would get up and go to back to work. Da'atov ha'metiv lav d'oraisa. Because the bracha atov ha'metiv is minatora. In other words, to indicate that really the main requirement of benching had been fulfilled, and hence there was no longer a heter for the poalim, the workers, not to be working. Rav Ashi onile b'chalisha keichad lo nizazel b'atov ha'metiv. Rav Ashi used to answer quietly in order as not to denigrate Hatova Metiv. The Hatova Metiv should not seem as not part of benching. Mark continues on top of Mem Vav, Amid Aleph, Rav Zeira Cholash, Rav Zeira was sick, all Ligabe Rebbe Avo. Rebbe Avo went to visit. Kabbal Alaha, Rebbe Avo accepted on himself. So Rebbe Avo had accepted on himself, Yimitfach Kitina, Chorik Saki, Avinu Yom HaTov L'Rabbanan. If Rabbi Zeira is healed, and Rabbi Zeira was referred to as Katina Chorech Saki, so then in such a case, I will make a Yom Tov for the Rabbanan. Where did Rabbi Zeira get such a strange name from? So Rashi in Amud, in the beginning of the Amud, gives us a source, even though he doesn't quote it, from Bava Metzia on Pehe Amud Aleph. There the Gemara describes that Rabbi Zeira fasted so as not to have Gehenim be sholet on him, amongst other things, and he actually would sit close to a furnace, and the furnace would not burn him. He wouldn't even sense that the furnace was hot. One time, the Gemara says that the Chachamim looked at him, Nasan lahem eina, they were upset at Rabbi Zeira, and for that reason, he was not protected against the fire of the furnace, and he was burnt. Hence, the expression Chorech Shaki, that means the burning of his legs, and Ketina, what is that Rabbi Zeira was short. Some suggest that is why Rabbi Zeira is sometimes called Rabbi Zeira, also from the word short. Either way, Itzvach, Rabbi Zeira had been healed based on Rabbi Avo's Haftacha of a tzudas l'kula rabban. He made a tzuda for all the rabban. Kimata l'mishrei, when it came time to literally serve, but that means to serve the bread, to make the bracha on the bread, so they asked Rav Zeira. Amar le Rav Zeira lishlamar, you should lead the tzuda, you make the bracha. Amar le Rav Zeira responded, lo savar lamar lahad Rav Yochanan, you do not hold to that which Rav Yochanan taught. Amar baal bayis bot Zeira. Sharilu. So Rabbi Avohu made the bracha. Kimata levruche, that was on the bracha Rishona. When they came to the bracha Achrona, Amalei Nivarech Lanmar, they again asked Rabbi Zeira, Amalei lo savar lamar lahad Rav Huna dimin Bavel, da Amar Botzea Mivarech. Don't you hold like Rav Huna from Bavel, who had said that the Botzea says a bracha? V'iyu keman sirle. And who did Rabbi Avohu follow? Ki adon Rabbi Yochanan shum shim ba yuchai, Bala Bayis Botseya. Rav Shimon bar Yochai said the Bala Bayis does the cutting. Voreach mevarech. But the guest is the one who's supposed to bench. The Bala Bayis is Botseya, but the Orech is mevarech. There is another layer over here in our Gemara that comes out from the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Rabbi Zeira left Bavel to come to learn in Eretz Yisrael. Hence, Rabbi Zeira was quoting from Rav Huna de Min Bavel. In contrast, he was in Eretz Yisrael by Rabbi Avo, and Rabbi Avo had the Masor from Rabbi Yochanan from Shem Bar Yochai in Eretz Yisrael. That is the give and take over here between Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Avo, where there's two different traditions. Take a look at the Gemara in Bava Metzia, where the Gemara and Rashi describe Rabbi Zeira's adjustment from the Torah of Bavel to the Torah of Eretz Yisrael, and this Gemara is another example of that. The Gemara continues. Balabayis botzeya kadesh yivatzeya bayin yofa. The Balabayis makes that motzi because the guest is going to be uncomfortable to cut a large piece for himself, but the Balabayis won't. Va'orech mevarech kadesh yivarech Balabayis. And the Orech is the one who blesses because in order that he should add a blessing for the Baal Bais. My Mevarech is the added bracha aside from the regular Birchas Hamazon. Yiratzen Shalei Yavosh Baal Bais Baal Mazev Lo Yikalim Lodem Abba. That the Baal Bais should not be embarrassed in this world nor in the next world. Rebbe Mosebot Varim. And Rebbe added a little bit more. V'yitzach ma'od b'chol nechasav, yu nechasav, nechasein mutzachim, mekoyim l'ir, v'alishoit satan lo ma'asiyadav, lo ma'asedenu, v'azidaker lo lefanav, v'lo lefanenu. There is a discussion which girsa, should it be, I'll use that care, I'll use that cake. Most benchers say, I'll use that cake. In Rev Nevenzel's girsa, a bencher where he went through the entire appropriate girsa of benching, which was compiled by Rechol Bratsky. Rav Nevenzel goes with the girsa that we have in our Gemara, even though it's not so common, and it's Al Yizdaker. Lo lefanav lo lefanav shum dvar hirachet vavei rav avoin me'ato v'yador lam. The Gemara continues, Ad heichon birchas hamazon. How far does birchas hamazon go? Rashi learns that the pshat of the Gemara's question, Ad heichon birchas hazimun, is how far can one bench only with Azimun, and without, one does not do it. Rav Nachman Amar Ad Nevarech. Rav Nachman says, until Nevarech Shachanu Mishalo, all of that can't be said, Rav Asai Nevarech, Yishem, etc., all that can't be said without Azimun, but after Nevarech Shachanu, a Yochid could say it. Rav Sheshes Amar Ad Hazan. Rav Sheshes says, it goes until the bracha of Hazan Es Hakol. Tosas is very much bothered by Rashi's pshat. According to Rashi, what would emerge is that you can never say the first bracha, which is the araisa, unless you have a zimun. How could that possibly be? How could Rachman suggest that the only time you say the bracha hazan es hakol is if there is a zimun of people who are benching? Therefore, Tosas suggests a different pshat, that ad heichon, the Gemara's question is, until when does the three people have to stay together if one of them is not participating in the benching right now? So according to Tosos, and to this Tosos makes its way, Lahalacha, the Gemara is suggesting that there's a machlokas between Rav Nachman, whether a third person who ate with them but wants to continue eating, whether he could continue eating from Nevarech, or Rav Shesha says he has to wait for them and sit silently until Hazan. Says the Gemara, Neima Kitanoi, let us say that this Machlokas Amoraim is Machlokas Tanoim. We're going to learn the Gemara according to Tosos. The Tanicha that we learned in a Braisa, Hamazon, Birchas Hamazon is Shnayim Vishlosha, 2 and 3. There are times that there are 2 brachas, and there are times that there are 3 brachas. V'tani Yidach, another Braisa we learn, Shlosha V'arba, that there are times that there's 3, and there are times at 4. But there never, according to second Braisa, there's never a time that benching is less than 3. Savrua, we thought, the Kuli Alma Tova Meitiv Lav Doraisi, that everybody agrees that Tova Meitiv is not Doraisa. And what is the machlokus between these two Braises? My Labakam if we. Man Domer Shtayim V'Shalosh, the one who says that it's 2 or 3, Kosava Ad Hazan. He holds that until Hazan. According to the Pshat of Tosos, the Gemara is suggesting the following. If we say that there are 2 or 3 brachos, what that means is the following. There are times that benching is split up amongst the mezamnim. How would you split it up? If you hold 2 or 3, that means that you would say that you split it up, number one, that there's a bracha until azan, number two, there's a bracha of ala aretz ala mazon, and number three, you have bonei Yerushalayim. That's if there's 3. And if you have the 3, so that's talking about where one person says all 3, you could also divide the Zimun amongst 2 people. And you could also divide the Zimun amongst 1 person. According to this Mandamar, you'll never be able to divide the Zimun amongst 4 people. The Mandamar Shtayim Shalosh. Why? Because the first bracha, the maximum you'd be able to get would be 1 out of Hazan, number 2, Alar Salmazan, number 3, Bonei Yerushalayim. The Mandamar Waltz 4 will say, no, you could divide it amongst 4 different people. One could get Nevarech, Zimun stands alone, And then you have the bracha of Hazon es Hakol. So we see, whether you separate Nevarech and the first bracha, that's dependent on this Machlokis Tanoim. According to Rashi, the Gemara is suggesting, if you hold, like the Braisa of two or three, that there are times when you don't have a Zimun, that you don't make the bracha at all of Hazan es Hakol, but rather the only brachas you will make is Ala Oretz Ala Mazon, Uvnei Yerushalayim, and possibly Hatov V'Hametiv. The Braisa that says three or four is suggesting that you always say the bracha of Hazan es Hakol. Let's read Tosfos Pshat into the words of the Gemara. Maila b'hakam ifli. Let's say this is the machlokas. Man da'amar shtayim u'shalosh kasavar ad hazon. The one who holds two or three, but you can never have four, says that you can't separate nevarech from hazon. Hence, the maximum you're going to get is three. Man da'amar shalosh v'arba kasavar ad nevarech. And he holds that it's possible to separate benching into four because ad nevarech is considered a separate category, unlike the first Tana, which be'etzem was the machlokis between Rav Nachman and Sheshes. According to Tosfos, that was whether you could separate Nevarech and leave after the Zimun is done, or is Nevarech inseparable with the first Bracha. The Gemara rejects this Tliya. Loi. Two lines before the white. Rav Nachman tarza tamei, Rav Sheshes mitarza tamei. Rav Nachman can answer according to his reasoning, and Rav Sheshes could answer according to his reasoning. Rav Nachman mitarza tamei dekuli alma ad nevarech. Everybody agrees that if you're joining in a zimun, you can leave after the varech. Aye, then why did we see that when it comes to benching, we divide benching only into shtayim v'shalosh? You could divide benching into Shalosh V'Arba. So, Man Domer Shalosh V'Arba Shapir, that's fine. Man Domer Shtayim V'Shalosh, that's the Kasha according to Rav Nachman. Amar Lecha, Rav Nachman responds to you, Hachav Birchas Pol Maskin. Here we're talking about the Braisa, which says two or three, is talking about where there are workers. Amar Mar, Poseach Ben V'Kolel Boni Yerushalayim B'Birchas Ha'aret. It includes Boni Yerushalayim, which means that when one makes the bracha ala oretz v'ala mazon, prior to that, one also, the poel, the worker, would also include the request for binyan Yerushalayim, what we call today rachem, in v'al hakol, and then he would go back to work so as to minimize the amount of time that's taken away from the Baal HaBayit. Hence, Rav Nachman holds that there are generally four parts to benching. One being the Zimun, the second being the first bracha of Hazan es Hakol, the third ala oretz v'ala mazon, the fourth bonei Yerushalayim. And normally we would describe benching as having three or four parts. However, when it comes to the poalim, so then in such a case, there's only two or three parts because the bracha of Hazan is removed. Rav Sheshes, who holds that there's no break between Zimun and the bracha of Hazan es Hakol, will explain the braisa in a different way. Rav Sheshes mitarzu tameh, the kuli alma ad Hazan. Everybody holds that you cannot leave, according to Tosfos, when you're sitting down and being part of a Zimun until the end of the first bracha. Why is it then that we have a man da'amar that says that there are four parts to benching? At most, there are three parts. Man da'amar shtayim u'shalosh shapir. The one who holds that there's two or three to benching, that's fine. Uman da'amar shalosh v'arba, what's he going to say? Kosavar he holds atov ha'metiv do'raisa. That the bracha of atov ha'metiv is a chiyuv do'raisa. So really, bracha number one, part number one, is zimun and hazan es hakol. Al-Aretz al-Mazon is two. Uvnei Yerushalayim is three. Where did the fourth come from? So he actually holds Atov HaMeitiv is the Oraisa. Later on, Daf Mem Tes, we will see that most Amoroim hold that Atov HaMeitiv is the Rabbanon. However, this Tana in this Braisa holds that the Bracha of Atov HaMeitiv is the Rabbanon. I'm Rav Yosef, Teda that Atov HaMeitiv lav the Oraisa. Rav Yosef here echoes the position of those who hold that Tov HaMeitiv is not the Oraisa, Sharei Poalim Okrimosa, that Poalim don't say it, workers don't say it, so as to protect the interests of the Baal HaBayis, we say that the Poalim should not say it. Now, interests of Baal HaBayis are very, very important, and to be makbid on maximizing every moment on behalf of the Baal HaBayis is a chiyuv. On the other hand, if there is a chiyuv daraisa to bench, then that would come first. So if that's so, how could the Poalim not bench Hatova Meitiv? The answer is it's the Rabban. Amar of Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta Mishmei Derav Teida Datova Meitiv Lav. I'll prove to you that's not the Raisa. Sharei Poseach Ba Bibaruch Ve'ein Chaisim Ba Bibaruch. You start with Baruch, but you don't conclude with Baruch. That the Gemara is claiming, Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel is claiming, is a sign that the mitzvah is only midrabanan. The fact that it starts with Baruch and does not end with Baruch is going to be a proof. Shari b'seach b'baruch v'incholson b'baruch, k'desani, as we learn in Braisa, kol ha-brachos kulam b'seach b'hem b'baruch v'choysen b'hem baruch. In general, brachos start with the word Baruch and they end. Asher yotzar, Baruch atah, and then concludes, Baruch atah Hashem, roifech ha-basar mafli la'asos. That would be an example of a classic bracha. Chutz mi birchas haperos, except for bracha on fruit, ubirchas hamitzvahs, and bracha before a mitzvah, ubracha smucha lachavrta, as well as a bracha that is next to its friend. Let's use benching as an example. Bracha smucha lachavrta, we have the first bracha of benching starts, baruch atah, yet the second bracha, which concludes al oretz al mazon, begins noda. Why? Why does it also not begin baruch? The answer is because the brucha, bracha smucha lechaverta, noda always follows hazonis hakol, and since you just got saying, this is a little bit of a simplification, but for our purposes enough, since you got through saying baruch atah Hashem hazonis hakol, then you do not need to repeat baruch again in the introduction of noda, and of course, the bracha concludes baruch atah Hashem al oretz ve'al hamazon. Another example of something that starts with out of bracha and concludes with a bracha, is bracha achron shebe kriyishma. That's the last bracha of kriyishma concludes Gal Yisrael, yet it does not begin with a bracha. Yesh mehen, continues the bracha, sheposeach mehen bebaruch mehen chosim bebaruch. There are some that start with baruch and don't end with baruch. V'yesh mehen shechosim mehen bebaruch, and there are some that conclude with baruch, ve'ein poseach bebaruch. And there are some that conclude with a baruch, but they don't start with a baruch. What's hatova meitiv? Hatova meitiv poseach bebaruch ve'in chosev bebaruch. It starts with baruch, yet does not conclude with baruch. Now that's interesting because a bracha smucha lechaverta we just got through saying starts with a baruch. So the Gemara points out very astutely that really it's a question: why does the bracha of hatova meitiv, the last of the four brachos after bani rachma yishlaim amen baruch ato Hashem, etc., why does that start that way? Kelim melchama kelavinu. Why does it start that way with Baruch Atah Hashem? In general, the bracha smuch lechaverta continues the Gemara. There's a reason why. Mechlal the bracha b'fnei asmahi. It's because it's a separate bracha. Up until now, you've been saying birchas hamazon daraisa, and you finished benching. Yep, you finished benching after ban rachma yishlaim amen. And then there was an added bracha that was put into the fourth component of Birchas HaMazon, as Rashi explains, Hatova Meitiv. It's not a Smucha Chavrita, says Rashi, as the Gemara is going to tell us later on, because it was instituted as thanks for the fact that Harugei Beitar were given appropriate Kvura. Emirza Hashem, when we do that, so you later on, Memches HaMebeis, will elaborate on the significance of Harugei Beitar getting Kvura, Ayin Shom, Bedaf Memches, Amud Beis. I'll give you another proof that Tova Meitiv is not the Raisa Sherei Okrenos of Beis Avel, because it's not said in the house of another. Some say you say Baruch Tova Meitiv. We keep an Omer Baruch Dayin HaMS.
So the Braisa records seven lines on top of Menvavim and Beis Machlokes between Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva, that the Tanakama says that in a Beis Avel you make the bracha Tova Meit, and Rabbi Akiva says that the bracha of Dayin HaEmes is made. The Gemara asks, according to the Tanakama, Hatova Meitiv in Dayin Emes Lo, you don't make the bracha of Hatova Meitiv, Ela Ema Af Hatov Vameitiv, that you also make the bracha of Hatova Meitiv as well as Dayin HaEmes. So we can deduce, says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, that according to Rabbi Akiva, you don't make the bracha of Hatov HaMeitiv. Why is it that you don't make the bracha of Hatov HaMeitiv? Why the rest of benching, do you say? Must be because Hatov HaMeitiv is only Midrabanan. The Gemara continues, now 10 lines from the top, Marzutra Ikla Levei Rav Ashi. Rav Marzutra came to the yeshiva of Rav Ashi. Itra ba milsa, something terrible had happened to him, and that he had lost his son. Pasachu Baruch, Marzutra said the following bracha in the house of the Ovel Rav Ashi. Hatov ha-meitiv kel emes dayin emes shofet b'tzedek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's good and gives good, he's a kel emes and a dayin emes, he judges in justice. Lokeach mishpat v'shalot ba'olama, he rules over this world. Lasus bokir etzono ki chol derachav mishpat shakol shelo, everything belongs to him. V'anachnu amo v'avodav u'bechol anachnu chayom l'hodos lo u'lebarko go der pratzos b'Yisrael. We should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He will close the gaps and pain in Klal Yisrael. Hu yigder es apir tzazos b'Yisrael l'chaim. He will close this tremendous gap to Klal Yisrael in life. The Gemara is pointing out over here that Marzutra combined the bracha of Hatov HaMeitiv with the bracha of Dayin HaEmes. Period. The Gemara now begins a new topic by returning to an old one. Leheichan hu chozer. We had mentioned that someone who's left, when the other two are done eating, he could join. If there are three people that ate together, one of them still didn't finish, two of them had finished, so then they do zimun. And the first fellow who still has not finished waits until either Nevarech or Hazan, depending on whether you agree with Rav Nachman or not, as we discussed on Amud Aleph. When this fellow, the first one who did not join with the other two, when he finishes, what and how does he bench? Lehechanu chozer, where does he go back to? Does he repeat all the benching? He's not going to say Rabosai v'el bench, and then no more Rabosai there. The other have finished benching and left. Rav Zvi Mishmei D'Abaye Omar Chozer Rosh. Rav Zvi says the name of Abaye, he goes back all the way to the beginning. V'Rabbanan Ami L'Mokam Sheposak, and the Rabbanan say that he goes to the bracha of Birchas Ha'aretz. He picks up from the bracha of Nodeh L'cha. And the halacha is that he picks up where they had left off. We just explained Rashi Lishitaso, the way Rashi had understood the Gemara in the Machlokis between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, as we had mentioned earlier. We also mentioned that Tosas throughout the Sugya explains the Gemara differently. According to Rashi, what will emerge over here then, is that when you have one person who isn't ready to bench yet, and the other two are, and they bench Bezimun, and then the person is silent, who still wants to bench is silent and waits till Hazana Sakal, he would pick up Halacha Lamaisa from our Gemara, from No Delecha. That, Tosas says, is very, very difficult to swallow. So Lishitaso again, Tosas disagrees with Rashi, Pshat in the Gemara. Despite the difficulty in Rashi's Pshat, at the end of the day, Tosas' Pshat is also quite complex, and the rule of thumb is in the Daf, unless Tosas' Pshat is much clearer, we go with the Mahalach of Rashi, but no, the Tosas al Pishitaso disagree with Rashi. See also the Ramban L'Mechamos and the Baal Amar. The Gemara continues, 20 lines in on Menvavam Beis, Amar le Reish Gelusa le Rav Sheshes. The Reish Gelusa said to Rav Sheshes, Avagav de Rabbanon Kshishin. He said to him, even though you're older Rabbanon, Avagav de Rabbanon Kshishiasan Parsoi, Bitzarche Suda Bikim and Eichu. The Persians, when it comes to the Suda acting at the meals, they are bigger Bikim than you. Bizman Shein Shte Mitas, at a time that there are two beds, how do they sit? Gadol Mesiv Berosh, the Gadol, the most chashuv amongst them, sits at the head. V'sheni lo l'mala imenu, and the second one sits by his head. U'bizman sheim shalosh, and when there are three, so the suggestion is the following. Gadol Mesiv Be'emtza, the Gadol should recline in the middle. Sheni lo l'mala imenu, the second one in chashivus goes above him. Shlishi lo l'mata, the third goes below him. Amalei. Rav Sheshes said back to the Reish Gelusa, V'chiboy ishtuye ba'adei? Mitritz terutze v'yasiv u'mishtoi ba'dei. If the gadol who's sitting in the middle wants to speak to the person who's lamala imenu, he has to turn all the way around. Amale, the Reish Galusa responded, Shani persoi, the Persians are different. The mechvi le bimachok. They're able to speak to each other through hand motions. And that's so then he doesn't need to move his body entirely. The Gemara continues by discussing the process of Mayim Achronim. Mayim Rishonim, which we will then go to Mayim Achronim. Mayim Rishonim Mehechon Maschilin. The Netilas Yidayim beforehand, how does it start? Amar Leimin HaGadol. It starts with the Gadol amongst them. Yashav Gadol V'Yishma Yadav. Ad Shinotlon Kulon. Rav Sheshes responds back to the Reish Galusa, what are you saying? That the first one's going to wash, and then the gadol is going to sit and have to wash his hands until everybody is notel, and he's not doing anything at all. Amalei, so Reish Galusa responded, La'alta maisu taka kamai. Immediately they bring in front of him his plate, and he doesn't wait for anybody else. Mayim Achronim Mechem Maschilin, asked Rav Sheshes to the Reish Galusa. Where do they start from Mayim Achronim? Amalei min hakotan, from the smallest, asks Rav Sheshes. V'godol yosef v'yadav mizuamos. Does the Gadol sit with dirty hands waiting patiently for the Mayim Achronim to clean his hands? Achinotlan kulon, until everyone has done it, Amalei. So similarly, the Reish Galusa responded, Lo masal kentacha mekmei adinamti maya legabe. They don't take away his plate until the Mayim Achron reaches him, so he's the one who actually has the longest time to eat. Amar Rav Sheshes, anamas nisi adan. Rav Sheshes says, we've got a Mishnah, I know a Mishnah. This Anya, as we learned in a Braisa. The Braisa is very similar to Seder of the Parsaim, but let's see it, says Rav Sheshes in the words of the Tanoim. Ketzat Seder HaSeba, how does one lean? Bizman Shein Shtein Mitos, if there are two beds, Gadol Mesev Barosh, the Gadol's at the head, V'Shein Elo L'mate Menu, similar to the Parsiim. Bizman Shein Shalosh, when there are three of them there, Mitos, Gadol Mesev Barosh, Shein Elo L'mate Menu, Shlish Elo L'mate Menu, similar again to the Parsiim. Mayim Arishonim Maschin Lo Min HaGadol, similar to the Parsaim as well. Mayim Achronim, here it's slightly different. Bizman Sheheim Chamesh Maschilim Min HaGadol. When there are five, then you start with the Gadol. Bizman Sheheim Meya Maschilim Min HaKadol. If there are 100, then you start with the Katan. Ad Shemagim Eitzel Hei. Until there are five left, for him to wait around for such a long time, we said, was a Zilzel. V'chozer Maschilim Min HaGadol. And then you start with the Gadol. So let's say in the case of the Braisa, there are 100. Rashi says, of course, 100 is Lav Dafka. Anytime there is more than 5, so then you start Min HaKatan, until you get within the last 5. When you're at the last 5, then you go to the Gadol. Ulamakom Shemayim Achronim Chozrin, and whoever gets it, when there are 5 left, Ulamakom Shemayim Achronim Chozrin L'sham, the one who gets it when it returns back to him, in other words, sometimes the Gadol will honor somebody else, bracha chozeres. So then in such a case, the bracha goes to that individual as well. Sayyidai Rav, this is proof to Rav, Amar Bchiya Barashim, Rav, Kol Anoitel Yodav Achroina, Tchiva, the one who is the first of the last 5 to do Netil Sidaim, Mizum and Lebracha, is the one that does the Zimun. Rav Rabbi Chia, Havi Yasri said, Asai Kameh to Rabbi. Rav Rabbi Chia was sitting in Suda in front of Rabbi. Amalei Rabbi the Rav. Rabbi said to Rav, Kum Ashe Yadacha, get up and wash your hand. Chazid the Chamirtas, he saw that he was afraid. Amalei Bar Pachti, don't worry. Ayim Bebrachas, Mizona Karmelacha. He was telling you to get up for the brachos that you should lead the Zimun. Bezer Hashem, this concludes Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. Tomorrow, Bezer Hashem will start a couple lines up on Mem Vav Amud Beis, doing Bezer Hashem Mem Zayin, and now we will begin the halacha component of the Daf. Bezer Hashem, in our halacha section for Daf Mem Vav, we will discuss the halachos of Zimun, many of which came up on our Daf. The Gemara Mem Vav Amud Aleph had told us that there was a machlokis between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes according to the Shita of Tosvos, where the Mezamim and the other Mezamim have to be when it comes to benching together. What I mean is that the halacha dictates, says Tosas and Dibur HaMaschil Uleman, that if two people want to bench, do the Zimun, the third should stop eating and do the Zimun with them. According to Tosas, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes disagree when the Mezamein frees the person who wants to eat to return to his eating. According to Tosas, Rav Nachman says, An Nevarech, that the Birchas HaZimun ends by Nevarech, and then if you are the person, the one person of three who wants to continue eating, after Nevar Shechal Mishalo, you go back to eat. Rav Sheshes says, until the Bracha of Hazanas HaKol. How do we paskin la halacha on this issue? So here, there is a split between the Mechaber and the Ramah, between Svaradim today and Ashkenazim. In Siman Reish, Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes the following, Ein Tzarech Lehafsik Ela Ad Shiyomar Baruch Shechal Mishalo V'choze V'gomer Sudaso B'lo Bracha B'tchila. A person who stops for the other people, the Mechaber says, waits just until they all say together Baruch Shechal Mishalo, and then he could go back to eating. The Ramah disagrees. The Ramah follows the opinion of Rav Sheshes. Again, this is Rav Sheshes according to Tosas, Vamevin Yovin, in our Davshir. We pointed out that Rashi did not learn the Gemara that way. V'yeshom shetzarech lahafsik ad sheyomar hazanes hakol v'chein noagim. The custom amongst the Ashkenazim is to read the Gemara as Tosas had read the Gemara, and to follow the psak of Rav Sheshes, that the halachi is that the zimun is considered extending until the bracha of hazan es hakol. This actually has another implication as well. One can argue, I'm not saying this is 100% muskim according to everyone, but there's definitely a lot of room to argue that once we follow the opinion of Rav Sheshes that says that Zimun extends to the bracha l'chol hapachos hazan es hakol, that the mezamein should not only say aloud, Rabbi Yisrael Mevel Benshin, Rabotai Nivarech, however one pronounces it, but even the bracha of Hazan Es HaKol. Hazan Es HaKol is part of the chelik of the mitzvah of Zimun, according to Rav Sheshes, according to the Shita of Tosos, that the Ramah follows. Hence, bottom line, point number one, is for Ashkenazim, the Mezamein should bench out loud, including Hazan Es HaKol. Who should be honored with the Zimun? So that comes up in tomorrow's Gemara, Amim Zayin Amid Aleph, and that relates very much to our Gemara in terms of Oreach Mivarech. So we have to put together the two Gemaras. The Gemara Mem Zayin Amid Aleph says, V'hilchasa Gadol Mivarech. The halacha is that all who are part of the Zimun can make the bracha. However, the Gadol L'chatchila is the one who should do the Zimun. And this is found in Siman Reish Aleph. However, in our Gemara, we add the following. The Gemara says that the Oreach should give a bracha to the Balabayas. Says the Gemara, Menvav Amid Aleph, 10 lines from the top, V'Oreach, Oreach Mevarech Balabayas. Both say, the Oreach does the bracha, and the Balabayas is supposed to cut the bread. And the Gemara says explicitly that the reason that he gets the right for bracha is in order that he should give a bracha to the Balabayis. And that's exactly how the Mechaber codifies in Reish Aleph Aleph, and he says that the Oreach therefore precedes even a Gadol. Let's listen to the Lashon of Mechaber. Gadol Mevarech Afilu Ba Besof, a Gadol gets the right to Zimun, even if he came later. He can give it to someone who's smaller than him. That only applies if there's no guest. The guest always gets first dibs. Even if the Baal Bais is greater than him. Why? Don't we always say that Gadol is Mevarech? The answer is, Kidei Sheyivarech Lebala Bayis, in order that he should give a bracha to the Baal HaBayis. The Mechaber continues after discussing what the bracha is. V'im Baal HaBayis rotza levater al berchaso. If the Baal HaBayis wants to forgo the bracha of the oreach, ulevarech berchas hamazon ba'atzmo rashoi, then he's allowed to decide to do it on his own. Now the Ramah adds another chiddush. Hagav, who adin sheyachol itin levarach lemisha yirtze, as well as the Baal HaBayis has the right to decide, just like he has the right to forego his bracha, and hence we have the rule of oreach mevarech doesn't apply if the Baal HaBayis doesn't want it to. The Ramah is mechadesh, therefore he is allowed to choose whoever he wants to do the birchas hamazon. The Be'er Halacha in Dibur Maschil v'im Baal HaBayis claims that this heter for the Baal HaBayis to choose will only be if he's choosing amongst equals. However, could very well be that if there's a gadol, so then in such a case, still the Baal HaBayis should choose the gadol. It's not clear if the Ramah holds this way, but the Be'er Halacha seems to go in that direction. Most people are aware, despite the fact that a gadol gets precedence, the Mechaber writes in Simen Reish Aleph Siv Beis, based on the Gemara in Megillah on Daf Chav Ches, Lo Yakdim Chacham Yisrael L'Koyin Am Oris L'Varech L'Fanav Derech Choyk U'Mishpat Kuhuna. There is a mitzvah for the Chacham to give the Kohen to bench first, the mitzvah of the Kidashto, and therefore the Baal HaBayis can also and should invite the Kohen first. Afterwards, then the Gadol can bench if for whatever reason the Kohen is not available, or many poskim say if you've already been mechabed him already once that day, so then in such a case that would be acceptable as well. One should also be aware that it's the consensus of the poskim that bizman hazeh, where everybody benches, so then in such a case the mitzvah is not only on the mezamein, but where all the archim are mevarech, so then in such a case every single one of them, not only the mezamein, should say the berchas oreach. In the Shulchan Aruch it is not clear where exactly the Berchas Oreach is said. However, the Briska Rav in the Sefer Likutei HaGriz, and I've discussed this with Rav Nevinzel Shlita, and he feels strongly as well, they point out that in the Rambam it is clear that the Berchas Oreach is supposed to be right after the Bracha of Al Yechasreinu. Hence, even though many of the Sidurim do not print the Yehi Ratzon right after the Al Yechasreinu, nevertheless, it should be said right after the Al Yechasreinu. This can be found in Kutei Agriz, as well as, I saw that Dershu Mishabura does a good collection here on Zimun and collecting the Achronim. They quote this as well in the name of Mr. Zalman Meltzer in the Sefer Evan Ha'azel. Another textual point about the benching and the Berchas Oreach, this I did not hear from Rav Nevinzel directly, but I'd like to be medayik in something. I mentioned in the Daf Yomi share that Michal Brodsky put together a Girsam Meduyekes from Rav Nevinzel, and there Rav Nevinzel wrote a Yehi Ratzon that thought was appropriate for the Bnei HaYeshiva to say as being Somech in front of the Baal HaBayis, that as long as they were in a yeshiva, that they should thank the Rosh Yeshiva, etc., etc., to thank the Baal HaBayis for what he has done for them as a Berchas Oreach. And Rav Nevinzel wrote a special girsa for the Bachurim in Netiv Aryeh that was modeled clearly, but didn't only have the language from the Gemara. One can possibly be medayik from that it is acceptable for a person to amend and add to the Berchas Oreach, obviously, ideally, in an appropriate Lashon Kodesh with a proper digduk, and it doesn't have to be said only in the words that Chazal had said it. I did not discuss this directly with my Rebbe. Rav Chizkio Nevinzel did tell me that Rav Nevinzel felt that any yeshiva event, even if the Rosh Yeshiva was not there, qualifies as being entitled to a birchas ha'oreach, and therefore if someone is someich on someone else's shulchan, and the event is clearly associated with them, even if the actual balabayis is not there, the bracha nevertheless should be made. It is quoted in the Sefer Zos HaBracha from Shlomo Zalman, from Rav Yashiv Zatzal, excuse me, I heard this from my son in the name of Shlomo Zalman Orbach as well, that there's no reason why the Bnei Habayis should be also included in the Berchas HaReach, that aside from saying, for those who say the Harachmans, Yivarech Esavi Mayri, V'imi Mayrasi, they should also say Yihi Ratzon for them as well. This concludes the basic halachos of Zimun. The second topic from Daf Mem Vav is what appears on Amud Beis in the context of the Gemara discussing the bracha of Hatov V'Ameitiv. The Gemara discusses a few opinions whether there is a statement of Hatov V'Ameitiv in benching in the house of an Avel. In a brisa, the Gemara quotes 7 lines in, the Tanna Kamma, according to Maskanas HaGemara, holds that one makes a bracha tova ametiv as well as the bracha of Dayin HaEmes, and Rabbi Akiva holds only the bracha of Dayin HaEmes was made. This is the proof of the Gemara that HaTov HaMeitiv is only Derabbanan. Our subject for the next couple of minutes is the special bracha made in the house of the Avel. What is the bracha, and what is the custom bizman hazeh? The Gemara then goes on to describe the tefillah of Marzutra during Berchas HaMazon when he visited Rav Ashi when he was in a state of Avelus. And this bracha that's said in, more appropriately, we should not call it a tefillah, but rather a bracha in Berchas HaMazon, is recorded or alluded to, more precisely, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Kuf Pei Tes and Arachayim, Siv Beis, as well as in Shinayin Tes in Yoredei and Hilchos Avelos. There, the Mechaber in Orachayim writes, Bebeis HaAvel, in the last bracha, the bracha that's made is Baruch HaTo Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaLam, HaKel Avinu Malkeinu Boreinu Goyleinu Kedoshenu Kedosh Yaakov, HaMelech HaChai HaTov HaMeitiv, Kel Emes Dayin Emes, and here's the important word, Vechule, and it goes on. In Yoredei Shinayin Tes, there, the Mechaber adds, Kel Emes Dayin Emes Shofei Tzedek, like we have in our Gemara. And the Ramah fills in the rest of the bracha that we have in Brachos on Daf Mem Vav. What's striking about this Gemara and this halacha in Shulchan Aruch is that the Mishnah Berurah does not comment very much about this HaBracha. The Mishnah Berurah is strikingly silent about this bracha, how it's done, and what its custom is today. The closest that I could find about direction of this bracha, I have never in my life, Baruch Hashem, I've not been around to a birchas beis avelim too much. Maybe it's a chisaron, I haven't done enough nechama. Most of the time I'm with around younger people. But Baruch Hashem, my family, I didn't. As a Rav on the west side, I would go every once in a while. And I've never seen this bracha said. The Be'er HaGola in Simin Shin Ayin Tes, in his commentary in Yoredeya, is bothered by this already, that he didn't see this bracha said in a Beis Avel. Mashalo Ra'isi Nogin L'Hosef Birchas Avel Mebracha Revius, comments the Be'er HaGola, Nirlaiz Niyazdaiti Shesamchu Adivrei Tosas Ksubis Heim Abeis She'ochichu Sham De Birchas Avel Eino Ela Basara. Maybe, he says, we're choshesh for the opinion that says that Birchas Avel is supposed to be done with a minion. Hence, it normally is not said because there isn't a minyan when the Avel is eating. In the Sefer Pnei Baruch that was made famous by Art Scroll because it was translated into English, called Morning in Halacha, they list a bunch of achronim who took this Be'er HaGola even further. Number one, the Tshuvas Ma'aram says, writes the Sefer Pnei Baruch in Perek Tezayin Os Yud Gimel, or even better, Ha'ara Chavav. He quotes there the Tshuvas Maram as agreeing that you need a minyan. And then he quotes the Gesher Achaim, who became a very important standard here in Eretz Yisrael. The Luach today follows the Luach
in Israel generally of Rabbi Chiel Michal Tukachinsky, the order of the Gefet Shrachaim, who says that our custom is not to add the passage of this bracha. Seems like even it would be a minion, as well as the Kolbo of Avelus, that was a Rav in Cleveland, if I'm not mistaken, who also says that the custom is not to add this bracha. It's still shrouded a little bit in mystery. On the one hand, the Gemara says it. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Ber HaGola introduces an idea that should not be said without a minion, based on the Shita of Tosos. Why it became the custom that the bracha not be said is not clear to myself. And here we have an example where the halacha goes in one direction, but the custom, the minig Yisrael, for some reason goes in a different one. This concludes Bezer Hashem, the halacha from Daf Mem Vav.